Bez Hashem is we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvaos, and the laws of purifying waters in the Sif Tara, the Book of Purity, which are contained regarding the mikvah waters, specifically regarding certain doubts that come up in the halachas of the mikvah waters. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding the doubt of Mayim Sheuvim, which the invalidation we had mentioned regarding when the mikvah doesn't have 40 soyot and 3 lugin of Mayim Sheuvim fall in, what happens if it's a situation of doubt? So Sveik Mayim Sheuvim, the doubt of the drawn water, shetir chachamim, which the Gemara tells us that they are pure. Ketzad, how so? What would be the illustration of this case? So mikvah, so regarding the mikvah shenistabik loy, where a person's in doubt, im naflu l'toich mayim shuv malay, did drawn waters fall in it or not? Now, moreover, even if someone knows definitively that they did fall in, but we're not sure if it had the measurement of 3 lugin to invalidate or not. And third case, no, you know it fell in, and you know it had 3 lugin. But you're not sure, did the mikvah that it fell into have 40 salt, which would then not be a problem, or did it not have at that time 40 salt, which it would be a problem? In all these situations of safik, hareza kasha is going to be valid, because biblically, shuvim is not a problem. The whole halacha is rabbinic, and for that we have safik drabban lakula, situations of doubt regarding rabbinic law, we're going to go leniently. Halacha base, shnei mikvahs, 2 mikvahs. Echad yesh by bam sa ve'echad ein bar. Now, 1 mikvah has 40 sa, 1 doesn't have. Naflu shleishes lugin mayim shuvim le'achamem. Now, 3 lugin of water fell into one of them. Ve'en yidu le'ezmem naflu, now you don't know which one the mayim shuvim fell into. Sveke tar. Here also, the situation of doubt is going to be tar. Ne'sheyesh le'bama yitla, because there is what to suspend it on and to rely on to say that, okay, it could have fell into the one that already had 40 sa, which would not be a problem. So again, it's a suffix that there is what to be titled. Now, but let's say both of them were less than 40 sa. V'nafal achman fell into one of them, but just v'en yidu le'ezman, you don't know which one they fell into. Here, kolechad mishneim pasal. Here, each one of them is going to be invalid. She'en le'bama yitla, because there's nothing to suspend it on, because im lezen naflu nifsal, if it falls into this one, it's clear invalidating. V'im lezen naflu fell into this one, nifsal will also be invalidating. And therefore, since you cannot obviously validate both of them, because there's definitively here in one of these two of psul, so we have to invalidate both of them, because it wouldn't make sense to choose one of them and validate that one and to invalidate that, the other one, and at the same time you can't validate both. Therefore, they're both going to be invalid, even though technically each one has a suffix. Halacha gimel. Mikveh shenichir reikon. Regarding a mikveh that was left empty. Uvom, mitzoy moli, comes back, he finds it full. Kasha, it's valid. This is a sveik, mayim shuvim mikveh zeh. It's a doubt if this was filled up with drawn water or not. And again, the suffix regarding mayim shuvim, which you could title that it was not from drawn water, it's going to be kosher. Halacha dalad sinar shemikaleach, regarding a pipe which is flowing of rainwater, which is valid, la mikveh, into the mikveh. At the same time, v'hamachteshes, there's a mill, which is a kli, a vessel, which the water inside of it is drawn, is nesuna betzida, is on the side of the mikveh. Safik minatina le mikveh. Now we're not sure, did it come from the pipe to the mikveh, which would be valid. Safik minamachtesh le mikveh. We're not sure, did it come from the mill to the mikveh, which would be invalid. Hareza pasul. Here it's going to be invalid. Why? In contrast to the previous halacha, neisha psul muchach, because the invalidation is evident. In other words, it's somewhere where it's visible and it's evident where you have the mill over here, which is a kli, which would be mayim shuvim, which would invalidate. Therefore, in this situation, the sages did say it's pasul. Now, if the mikveh had the majority of it valid water, hareza kasha, in this situation, it will be valid. Why? Because this is a doubt regarding drawn water, shariyesh sham, or shame, mikveh kasha kavua, where you already had established a permanent, definitive mikveh, which already had the majority of kosher waters, and therefore then we're going to say that this will be a regular suffix mayim shuvim, which we're going to say leniently that it's not going to be invalid. Halacha hey, regarding mikvahs that have a chazaka, presumptive status, kolam mikvahs in the hanam tzom be'eretz ha'am, all mikvahs that are found in outside of Eretz Yisrael, psulim, they're invalid. Shechazkas meshuvim, we presume that they were drawn waters. V'cholam mikvahs in the tzom be'eretz Yisrael be'medinos. Now all the mikvahs are found in Eretz Yisrael, but in the cities, lefnim and mafteach, within the key, meaning from the gates of the city, it's in the cities themselves, becheskas psulim, they're presumed to be invalid. Because the people of the city wash their clothing over there, and they're constantly filling it up with drawn water. However, all the mikvahs that are found in Eretz Yisrael out of the cities, then we can presume that it's tar. We can presume that it is from rainwater, and therefore it's going to be valid. Halacha Vav continues with the remaining halachas regarding if there's a doubt regarding the tevila, regarding the immersion. So hatamei sheyared litvul. If someone's tamei, he goes down to immerse himself in the mikvah. Savik tavul, he's not sure, did he immerse? Savik lei tavul, not sure if maybe didn't immerse. Now, vafilu tavul, even if he knows, no, he tavuled. But savik yishbar bam saw savik in, but not sure, was there 40 saw of the minimum measurement or was there not? Shne mikvahs. Let's say there's two mikvahs. Echad yishbar bam saw, one of them has 40 saw. Vechad in, the other one doesn't have. But tavul bechman, maybe he immersed in one of them. Then you do bezim tavul. It doesn't know which one he immersed. Halacha in these cases are sveikoi tamai. His doubt in these situations, in contrast to the opening halachas of this parak, which we said the suffix is going to be leanly, here the suffix is going to be that he's tamei. Why? Lefisha tamei becheskasai. The tamei person has a presumptive status that we know he was tamei, which was definitive. And he's with the suffix is going to remain tamei achivadish atava kara, until you know definitively that he did immerse appropriately, because this is what's called ein suffix meisim devade. The suffix did he immerse is not going to remove from the definitive chazaka of him being tamei until you know definitively that he did. So too, let's say there was a mikvah that was measured, and they find out after they measured that it's missing the 40 sa. Now bein shaya mikvah b'shus ram. This is whether the mikvah was in the public domain, which we learned in the 14th parak in Hilchas Avos Satum Halacha Alf that Savik Tamei B'Shus Ram is going to be Tar, doesn't make a difference. Bein Shayi B'Shus Yochid, whether it was in the private domain, Kala Taharish and Asag above L'Mafreya, all the purifications that were done based on relying of the immersion in this mikvah before it was measured at, and that you found it lacking, they're all going to be considered Tamei as Tamei, where we're going to remain it with the Chazaka that the items had of Tamei. Until you come to a time period when, at for sure, at that point it was measured and was found to be whole. Anything past that you didn't know up until this time when you find it's lacking, they're all, because of the suffix, going to be considered remaining with its original chazak of tum. Now, the medvam, when do we say this? If the immersion was for a severe tumma, where a person that became tumma from a primary category of tumma, whether it be biblical or rabbinic, but it's a severe tumma. But if he was immersing from a lenient tuma, kagoin, cha'achal echol and tumein, or shosam ashkan tumein. For example, if he ate tummy foods or drank tummy liquids, which these are all rabbinic, or his head and majority of his body came into drawn water, or it fell on him, an amount on his head, on the majority of his body, shlish lug maim shuvim, three lugan of drawn waters, which in Hilchas Avos HaTumah, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, we learned that he's considered rabbinically as a shein l'tumah, but these are tumas kalas. Since the primary source, the origin of these halachas are rabbinic, in those situations, the doubt's going to be tar, like we explained, because the sabak did abon, and it's going to be the cool. Now, v'av bishin the sabak lein, even if he's not sure, im tavol or lo tavol, did he immerse, did he not immerse, or let's say the mikvah was found to be lacking at a later point in time, or similar types of doubts. Again, Ari Zatar, because these are rabbinic, but those that are severe, like an avatoma, even rabbinic in those situations, but it's severe, then we will go stringently. Halacha Zayin. Shnei mikvais, two mikvais. Echad kasha, echad pasal, one's valid, one's not valid. It was lacking 40 sa. V'tovu ba'achad mehen, b'tumah chamur. Now, immersed in one of them, for a severe tuma, which we explained in the previous halacha. V'asataris, and after he tabled, he went and he was engaged with pure items. Now, those items are going to be tamei misafik, they're suspended, meaning you're not allowed to eat them, but you don't burn them because they might be tar, and you're not allowed to burn truma kachim that are tar. Because again, we're not sure which one he tabled in, if it purified him or not. Now, tabel b'sheini v'asataras, let's say after the first one, he then immersed in the second mikvah, and then he was engaged in taras. So the sheini is tluis kachayu, so the original ones that he had gone, touched with after he went to the first mikvah, which was doubt, they remain suspended as they were. Now, Vashniyas, the second things he was engaged with after he went to the second mikvah, our tyres are going to be pure. Which Ram is telling us that they don't become tummy because Resha Berubai possibly came in Mayim Sha'uvim. And the reason for that is because we suspend and we say that the second tefillah was in the kosher mikvah. And even so, we say that the first ones are still tluyas and not definitively tummy. So that's what the Chiddush is, that the first ones will remain tluyas, and the second will be tar, so we're really saying the best for both, because ultimately it is a suffix. Now, v'mnagu elu be'elum, now let's say that the original taris that after he went to the first mikvah touched the taris that engaged after he went to the second mikvah. So Rishayin is Tluyas, the first ones are still going to be suspended. Ushnias is Sereifu. But the second ones, even though before they touched, they were totally tar, now you're actually going to have to burn them because they for sure became tamei. Why? If the first tefila was in the kosher mikvah and they were purified, that means to say that the person actually became tamei when he immersed himself the second time, because that's the halacha where if it wasn't a kosher mikvah, it was like the halacha v'risha v'ruba m'mayim sh'uvim, which actually contaminates the second taharis, because that makes him actually tamei rabbinically. And if the first tefila was in the pasul mikvah, it comes out that the first taharis were tamei, and now they're being tamei in the second one when they touch it. Now, the first ones remain as they were, because the second ones that touched the person that was came in drawn waters, they're only going to make those taharis pasul, but it's not going to be tamei other things. So therefore, the first ones remain tamei, but the second ones are going to have to be burnt. P'chein so to a similar case, im nitma be'emtza, tumakalo. If in the middle he became tamei with a lesser tuma, shabiyani, which explained the previous halacha, and then v'tavel b'sheni, then he tabled in the second mikvah, v'asa taharis, and then he went and they did taharis, then you're going to have the same halacha. Avo. Im tavel ba'achad mehem etumakala. But if let's say he tabled in one of them from a tumakala, not a tumachamur, v'asa taharis, and then they engaged in taharis, and they went to then they became tumi from a severe level of tumah. V'tavel b'sheni, tabled in the second one, but starts in the taharis again. So here, harishayin is taharis. The first ones are going to be tahar, because it's a suffix by Tumakala, which we say we go leniently by Tumakala, which was the first one that he immersed for. And Vashniya is Tluyas. The second ones are going to be suspended because it's a suffix of Tumachamura. If they touch each other, so you're showing us here. So the first ones have to be burnt, Vashniya is Tluyas Kazayan, and the second ones remain suspended as they were for the same reasons. The first ones have to be burnt because between the first tefillah, because whether the first tefillah was kosher, whether the second tefillah was kosher, either way, they become tamei. Because in the first case, where you're saying that they became tamei when they touch the second ones that are tamei, or in the second case, they became tamei when he had touched them because he had tabled in the mikveh psula. Now, ha'yiba achad min arbam sa. If let's say one of them had 40 sa, vechad kuli shab, one was totally drawn water. V'tavlu bem shnayim, then two people tabled in these mikvehs. One's from a severe tumah, one's from a lesser tumah. And then they engage in taras. So the one who is immersing for the severe tumah, taras of tluis, like we said, that's more severe. We say the taras are suspended, it's a suffix. But the one who is immersing from a tumakala, well, that suffix would go leniently. Taras of taras, his taras are going to be tar. Let's say one of them was a severe tumah. The yard litvul, and they went to taival. Vasheni, the second person, Yerod Lahakar, he was just going to cool himself off. So Zesha Yerod Litbul Ba'achman, the one that was going to immerse in one of them, Tarei said, Tluyas Kamesh Ba'an, his Tarei is going to be suspended, like we explained, because it was a Safek of a Tamachamur. But Zesha Yerod Lahakar, the one that went just to cool off, Tarei, because he's going to be Tarei as he was. She says, Sveik Mayim Shuvim, because that's a doubt of Mayim Shuvim, which Mayim Shuvim, like the Rebbe says, Shema Ba'ashav Tavel, maybe immersed in drawn waters, Kishaheke, when he's cooling off the Nitma, which would make him Tamei. But again, it's a suffix of Mayim Shuvim, which for that we go lingually, and therefore it means where it is chazaka that it was tar. Halachachesh, ne mikvayis, shal esem sa. Two mikvayis, that each one had 20 sa. Echad shav, vechad kosher. One was drawn waters, one was kosher mikvah waters. Heker. Now, if a person that's tar, which I explained before, that taharis that touched someone that came into drawn waters, you would have to burn, even though it's a rabbinic tumah and does not have a biblical source. If someone cools off ba'achad mehem, one of them, the also taras engaged in taras, haril taras, it's going to remain tar. Now, heker b'sheni bas taras, but then let's say he cooled off now in the second mikvah, and he did taras, well, haril yisareif, and then you have to burn it. Sharif vadeh b'resh b'rub, my mishum could not definitively, because either one or the, he went into both. So now definitively, at that point, he for sure came into his head and the majority of his body in drawn waters, and he never immersed in a mikvah that purified himself with 40 sa. So, like we explained, therefore, in that situation, it's going to have to be burnt because of his tumah.